That was Mandelbrot Zoom from Goose's Oasis in Space. The fifth group of the hour is Millie Raccoon's Frankincense and Myth with the art of taking it slow.
like a freight train.
To shift gears to the Western Lacrosse Association at this time. The 2023 WLA Finals kicked off on August 16th, where the second seed Langley Thunder defeated the top seed New West Salmon Valleys 11-9 at Queens Park Arena. The 2023 WLA Finals shifts to Langley, as the Thunder looks to grab a 2-0 series lead over the Salmon Bellies at Langley Event Center, where the ball drop is at 7:30 p.m. tonight.
Computers, tablets, smartphones, even the smallest devices can have a huge environmental impact. The harmful materials used to make electronic devices can leak into our waterways and pollute the air we breathe. Throwing old technology in the trash could mean game over for the planet. When your old electronics die, don't just throw them away. Donate them for reuse or recycling. At Free Geek Vancouver, electronics are recycled as locally and as sustainably as possible. Free Geek provides job skills, training, internet access, and free or low-cost computers to the public. Donate your electronics to Free Geek to prevent e-waste from doing extra damage and help your old technology find its new home. To learn more about how you can level up your sustainability game, visit freegeekvancouver.org. That's freegeekvancouver.org.
Welcome back. The sixth act is Ren Hin's Don't Die in the Bundu. Here is Chasing the River.
Takes a cold heart to lose you, and a lifetime to make it through the long, long nights, the coldest winter. It'll take a thought out plan to find you, and a bug out bag would come in use for the long, long climb over the sharpest boulders. And you said, darling, it's the same route you'd always take. Now don't you go astray. And that's the same, the things you'd always say to me. And I'm chasing the river that you ran through the old parted land. And you don't give much much time, and I don't give mine, and I wait like a storm in the wind, and it's hard to come over when you're homebound again. And you don't give much time, and I don't give mine. It takes a cold heart to lose you, and a lifetime to make it through. The cold is the winter. It'll take a thought out plan to find you, and a bug out bag would come in use for the long, long climb the sharpest canyon. You said, darling, it's the same route you'd always take. Now don't you go astray. That's the same things you'd always say to me, and I'm chasing the river that you ran through the old parted land. And you don't give much time, and I don't give mine, and I'll wait like a stone in the wind, and it's hard to come over when you're homebound again. And you don't give much time, and I don't give mine.
I'd like to talk about the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. There were three games on August 12th. The visitors, Everett Aqua Sox, stunned the Eugene Emeralds with four runs in the top of the ninth for a 7-4 win at PK Park. The host Vancouver Canadiens bested the Tri-City Dust Devils in an 8-7 slugfest in Rogers Field and Nat Bailey, and the Spokane Indians walked off the Hillsboro Hops with three runs in the bottom of the ninth for a 4-3 win at Avista Stadium in Spokane Valley, Washington. On August 13th, Vancouver tripled up Tri-City 3-1. Hillsborough thumped Spokane 10-4. And Eugene edged Everett 4-3. There was one venue change on August 15th. The hosts Spokane exercised Tri-City 14-1 at Avista. Everett thumped the visitors Hillsborough 11-4 at Funko. And Vancouver at Eugene was postponed due to air quality. On August 16th, Vancouver fell short in Eugene 8-6. Spokane walked off Tri-City 5-4 with three runs in the bottom of the ninth. And Hillsborough shaded Everett 2-1. On August 18th, Eugene shellacked Vancouver 11-4. Tri-City bested Spokane in an 8-5 slugfest. And Hillsborough grounded Everett 7-1. Three games are on tap tonight. Vancouver continues in Eugene at 6:35. Hillsborough renews in Everett at 7:05. And Tri-City resumes in Spokane Valley at 7:05. All times are Pacific.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League. The Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, who won the first half, are also first in the second half at 30-14. The Everett Aqua Sox, an affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, are second at 24-21. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, are third at 23-21. The Hillsborough Hawks, an affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, are fourth at 20-25, much like the Spokane Indians, an affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. And the Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels, are last at 17-28.
The SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance, referred to as DNA, is a student-led network of community members who identify as disabled, autistic, neurodivergent, deaf, MAD, and or as having a disability, a chronic illness, long-term condition, or a mental illness. At DNA, we work together to create campus change. We address ableism, and we promote disability justice while opposing oppression in all of its forms. We are the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance. We are DNA. We provide support for students who are having difficulty with their schooling or accessing the services they need. Email access@sfss.ca or drop by the DNA Resource Center, room 1300 in the sub-building. That was access@sfss.ca, room 1300 in the sub-building.
Thank you for listening to episode 32 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. Now to the last tune before 4, it's La Fonda's We Are Infinite. The tune is Spokane Views.
Seven years. listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples. Find us online at cjsf.ca, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
Ha hu agestig ri CJSF, nachad poing aun FM, Crowley vo Burnaby, British Columbia.